This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, what do you say we do this for you on a Monday, the podcast? At some point this morning, I do have an addition I'm going to have to make.
All right.
You. Al, but it's nice to see you. How are you?
Good to see you. I do notice, you know, I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately, and the cameras that we use on this spot are terrible.
Not great.
You're completely whitewashed out. Like, it just looks terrible. And they have so many great
cameras. What are we going to tell
cameras now?
Tens of thousands of viewers.
I don't know. I will tell you this. I think, you know, I went looking this morning at our past episodes.
Yeah.
We're getting like 1,700 views now an episode.
Look at that.
We're moving on. And we're moving on up.
I always come back to you screwed up with the health stuff.
To do my own thing. Yeah, I quit
on it too soon. And I understand why you did.
Yeah.
We've learned more and more how this works.
Yeah, you just got to keep pounding.
You just
got to keep running the football.
And at some point, like Barry Sanders might go for negative one, a yard, 2 yards, bam, 88 yards, touchdown.
Yes.
You know, but yes, I mean, that's good. At least we're, you know, fine, whatever. I mean, the GoPro, so I have a GoPro at home. When I shoot a lot of the golf stuff that I will put out, some of it's of the phone for sure. You can tell when I use the GoPro, though. Like, there's a Boomer and Geo. It's only one hole. We were in Vegas for the Super Bowl playing at a very nice club. So I took the, I took the camera out for one hole, and the clarity of the video is just superb. And you're right. Then you see what we're doing. And yeah. It's not great. It is not great.
I found this girl on YouTube. Her name is Tina Weston, I think her name is. She looks like she's in her 20s.
Okay.
And she's in one of the Dakotas. And she bought an abandoned house for like $15,000.
Yeah.
The person died there in 2005.
Oof.
And the family never did anything to the house. On the first day she went in, there was a calendar on the wall, 2005.
Time stood still in that house.
Yeah. So she buys this house, and it's got everything still in it from 2005, and the house is just
wrecked.
Yeah. There was a flood. I mean, it was a lot of stuff. And it's only her, as far as I can tell so far, and sometimes her father helps her.
Okay.
But she puts out these episodes where she just goes in and she cleans up the kitchen. Cleans
How do you
up
clean
thing.
It up and not destroy it and start over? That's
well,
that's brutal.
Well, no, first she cleans it up. Then it's like first she goes through everything, sees if there's anything interesting in the house to save, throws everything out, then does demo. And that's where I'm at now in her journey.
Interesting.
Well, she's got her first video that says, I bought an abandoned house. That's the title.
Yeah.
1 million views.
I believe it. Well, when did it first post? Because it might not have hit 1 million views when she first posted it, but now as time has gone on and
yeah,
she got popular.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. But the subsequent episodes are like 500,000, 300,000, obviously still solid.
And those numbers will keep going up.
And it's so relaxing to watch it at the end of the night, just somebody clean up an old... It also gives you hope that no matter how bad something could happen in your home, it's fixable.
Oh, everything's fixable.
Yeah.
That is true. It's just, do you have the know-how or the money to be able to fix that issue?
That's what I want to see. Does she know how to do all this stuff, or is she going to bring somebody in at some point?
Oh, so she hasn't started the rebuild yet. It's all the clean out.
Yeah, from what I've seen, she's just stripped it down to the studs.
Interesting.
In the areas where she's going to do it. But
I always wonder, too, something like that. Now, North Dakota, you said, or South Dakota?
Yeah, one of the Dakotas.
Like, I would think around here, an abandoned home from 2005, I don't care who buys it, they ain't letting you in.
Right.
I would find it very hard to believe in this area. Now, out there, it might be like, yeah, give us $5,000, you can have it and do whatever you got to do with it. But, man, you go in there and the roof falls on you, like, who knows what the structure of that place is?
Yeah.
That is some crazy stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of neat, though, to see just...
It's, you know what's cool, too? It's like a time lapse in real time.
Yes.
Like, here we are in 2026, but when she walks in that door, it's 2005.
Right.
It's pretty wild.
There were still cigarettes in the ashtray.
Oh.
Like, it was like this person died.
Yeah.
And the family never went back into the house. And then 20 years later, they sold it.
Hmm. That is
very
interesting.
Very strange.
Yeah.
I had a post yesterday about bananas. I had enough. I went into the ShopRite.
You had enough of bananas?
I've had enough of what's going on with bananas. And when I posted this video, I got a lot of response from people.
And the people in Chicago were pissed off.
No, luckily, this was just prior to that.
Oh, okay.
The ShopRite I go to, there's a ShopRite in Wall, New Jersey.
Right on Route 35,
yeah,
right?
It's a beautiful,
yeah,
big new ShopRite.
Yeah.
Their bananas are so sad. And I don't know what's going on with bananas. And when I brought...
What is your issue? You go to places where they're dark green and they're not eatable.
Right.
Or these are just pathetic looking.
So the strange thing about these bananas is, first of all, they're displayed very sadly. And they're green, yet have brown spots. And they never fully ripen.
That is strange. I do not have these issues.
So when I brought this up, there were a number of people who did not have this issue. And then a number of people who also told me of this issue in their various places. And what's funny is people go, oh, for produce, you got to go to Wegmans. For this, you got to go here. I want to find one place. And if it's this ShopRite, I have to just accept that I'm getting these other products. The bananas suck here.
Right.
And if bananas are my priority, I can't go to the ShopRite
got
anymore.
It. Okay.
Like, you're not bouncing around the different stores, right?
No. I used to go to Dearborn Farms and Homedale for produce and meat, essentially.
Yeah.
And then my wife would go to Stop and Shop for all the junk, essentially.
Like, I mean, junk food and then paper towels.
All the box stuff. Yeah, anything that's packaged, essentially. When she had her surgery and I took over the food shopping, I wasn't going to two places. I just wasn't. And I found a Stop and Shop that's a little bit of a ride, but it's really clean. It's very well maintained. I think the produce is good for what it needs to be. And so I go to one store. That's it. That is it now.
Yeah. I was a big Stop and Shop guy for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ShopRite has a good deal on the eggs I like and the yogurt I like. And those are two very important products in my daily.
Could you find, though, because it's one thing to say you're not going to go to two different places. It's another thing to say you're going to get 99 of your 100 items in your one stop and you're just running in to grab your banana. That's like going to Walgreens for Advil. That's not a big deal if it's the one stop you got to make. It takes two. So now I wouldn't want to have a shopping list in that second place. That's when it starts to become too much to me. But if it's just, or not for nothing. By the way, Patrick Hazlett, me and him bonded at Costco yesterday.
Oh, yes, that's nice.
I went to Costco on a Sunday.
Very risky, Jerry.
4 minutes I was out of there. And the place was packed. But anyway, we were talking about our Costco being better than your Costco. Another place, great bananas and produce. I think if you have to make the second stop, you make it for one item and you get in and you get out. And that's it.
Then a number of people told me that they worked for various supermarkets.
Okay.
And
this
that
is not going to be good.
We get the banana, that the stores get the bananas in and they are dark green.
Okay.
And then they're sprayed with some sort of chemical to.
At the supermarket.
Yeah.
See, that's interesting. I worked at a supermarket for 2 years. I do not remember that ever happening.
Or maybe it's at the.
It's got to happen at the facility.
At the facility, yeah.
Again, my experience. Now we're going back 25 years, obviously. But in my experience, when there were trucks of produce that would come in, when we would go get the pallets out, like those Dole bananas were already packaged and they went right to the U-boat to be put out. There was no, at least not where I worked. So that's interesting if some places are doing that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, like your fruit's supposed to, like the banana's supposed to stay on the tree till it's yellow.
Yeah, I would suppose.
But then the time it takes to take the yellow banana off the tree and bring it to
the
ShopRite.
It'll be brown by the time it gets to the store. I mean, that's true, too.
Yeah.
A lot
I get thrown
on.
Off by produce a lot because all I think about is it of like...
All the chemicals?
Yeah. Like all the glyphosate and the bug sprays and all that stuff. And I really think
it's
about
almost,
that.
We're eating what we think is supposed to be the healthiest thing for our bodies. And who knows? We might be, you know, poisoning ourselves.
Yeah. And what would we do? We run it under the sink water for a few seconds.
I know. That's what I do. I know.
Save on appliances at the Home Depot with up to $1,000 off, plus up to an extra $500 off select appliances like Whirlpool that can keep up with your busy routine. The Home Depot has Whirlpool laundry appliances with Fan Fresh. This feature fans and tumbles your laundry after it's done to help keep your clothes fresh until you're ready to grab them. Shop now and get up to $1,000 off, plus free delivery on select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $999 or more. Offer valid January 8th through the 28th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
There are some people, I am not one of them because this seems like quite a process. I just don't eat fruit. They'll take like strawberries are really filthy.
Yeah.
And they'll soak them in like this baking soda water solution for like a long time and get all the stuff out of them. And I'm sure that's great and all, but my goodness, like
it's a lot.
I just want to eat my fruit.
Yeah.
And I'm eating, soaking it.
I'm consuming a cup of blueberries every day.
Blueberries.
And a lemon every day.
Yeah.
With the peel on it. So it's like I try and clean the peel, and I rinse the blueberries.
You're eating the peel as part of this, drink.
Yeah. Which I had to get off for 4 days. And last night, I was up 5 times.
Why'd you have to get off your drink?
So here's the admission. What are you and I pretty much in lockstep in when it comes to flying?
That you should pay for your carry-on bag and get a free checked bag.
Very true. But when it comes to nutrition and eating.
Oh, that you got to be very careful when you fly.
Yeah.
So, of what you consume before you get on the plane or what you eat on the plane because you don't want to have to use the toilet. We suggest always pretzels,
bread.
Bread, yeah.
Water.
A banana.
So I flew to Illinois Wednesday with Rutgers. I was here Wednesday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Didn't give it two thought. I didn't, nothing. So I had my drink in the morning. I had a handful of almonds.
Very simple so far.
And I had my plain Greek yogurt.
Okay.
Now, the plan on Monday was to add the plain Greek yogurt with a tablespoon of chia seeds. That was my next step in what I'm trying to do. Well, Monday, with everything that's going on here, I never had the time to eat the yogurt, brought it home, brought it back the next day. But what I did was on Sunday night, I put knowing I was only going to be in 3 days, I put 3 tablespoons of chia seeds in a little baggie. I'm going to take them for one day, then I numbnuts forgot on Wednesday that I hadn't used any of them yet. So as I was having a conversation with Evan in the newsroom, I opened my yogurt, which I hadn't eaten Monday or Tuesday, and I put all of the chia seeds in.
3 days worth of chia seeds.
Yeah.
In one small cup of yogurt.
Correct. Well, on the drive home, my stomach started to rip itself in half.
Was it painful or you just felt like you had a poop?
It was painful. Like,
really?
I was having
abdominal distress.
Yes. So then I'm like, oh. Now I went to get my hair cut and I'm sitting there. I'm like, God, I didn't know how to go to the bathroom. My stomach was just in knots.
Did you at that time think, oh, I ate too many chia seeds? Yeah. So you knew.
I realized it as I was eating the yogurt and I was like, I'll be fine. Not fine. So what does dumbass do right before I leave for Rutgers? Chug about a third of a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. That should do it. Initially, I felt okay. And as I was approaching Rutgers, I'm like, uh-oh, this is not going good. Like, my stomach hurt.
So it's now chia seeds fighting Pepto-Bismol.
Right. And flax seeds.
And flax seeds.
And a cup of blueberries and lemon.
And the yogurt.
Yeah. So I get on the bus, and I'm just like, I can't sit still. My stomach is in knots. So long story short, we get on the plane. I'm like, I don't know. There was a moment. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get on this plane. But I'm like, it's a charter. It is what it is. And I sit in the back. I will tell you, I spent significant time in the bathroom, Al.
Wow. So you pooped on a plane. That's unbelievable.
It was tough. It was a very, and so like, you know, the stomach flu's going around.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, but I had no, I knew what it was. I go to chat when I land. We finally get there. I'm like, thank God I made it. But I'm like, I got to get to the hotel because I still didn't feel good. My stomach was awful. So I put into chat, whatever. I said, I had this, and this. Is this the stomach flu or did I overdo it with fiber? And I got this whole thing. The thing basically called me a moron. It loaded up the amount of grams of fiber I had and what the chia seeds do and how they attack the stomach wall, which is what they're supposed to do. But then when you take the Pepto-Bismol, it's like it's gluing them to your stomach wall to coat the... It was like you couldn't have played this any worse. So I then wrote, how long until I feel better?
Yeah.
Because this hit me at like 1 p.m. And at this time, it's now 6 p.m. It told me between 6 and 8 hours before it would settle. And I will tell you, I didn't start feeling better until about 10 p.m. I couldn't sleep. I'm in the bed. I'm TV. I'm getting up. I'm like, oh, I don't know if they're going to throw. It was awful. It finally started clearing up. I woke up the next day. I felt better, but I had no desire to eat. My stomach just didn't feel right yet. I didn't have the drink. So I didn't have the drink until this morning. I'm like, I'm not going near it till I know I'm good. So 4 days without the drink. Last night, I was up at 10, 11, 12, 1:30, and then my alarm went off at 2:45.
This is a drink so that you don't have to get up to pee in the middle of the night.
Well, it's supposed to help reduce the size of your prostate.
Mm.
And for me, it has been life-changing. And these are the first 4 days I've met. I missed one day in Vegas. I actually went to a place. They made it for me twice in Vegas when I was there at Rutgers. So I've only missed now, if you count these 4 days, 6 days in the last 4 months. And the only bad night of sleep I've had was last night because clearly it's out of my system after 4 days.
So what was it like pooping on an airplane?
Not as bad as you think because there was no one there. So on our flight, there's got to be 30 rows in the flight. The players are in the middle of the plane. They have no idea what's going on. The coaches are in the front and the support staff is in the back. The one thing was the stewardess guy. So I went, everything was fine. I go back to my seat. Like literally 8 minutes later, I'm like, I gotta go again. So I go back, he's looking at me. I'm like, yeah, the Chick-fil-A, not working for me. And he goes, take your time, I get it. It was bad.
Mm.
But here's what I don't understand. How do people have sex in those bathrooms? There's no room.
Yeah, I think that's a myth. I don't think that happens.
And Willie Colon said on the air, one of his goals for 2026 is to have sex with his wife on a plane.
You know, it's so funny. As you're saying that, how do people, I'm like, where did I just hear someone say Willie, they were going to do it? It was Willie, because I had it on in the car the one day.
But Willie's 250 pounds. Yeah, how is he doing that?
He's not going in there and rubbing one out by himself on an airplane. He don't have enough room.
So, yeah, it was, and again, this sounds very strange, but you're in my head the entire time. It's finally, in all these years of flying, it's finally happened.
Yeah.
It finally happened.
Yeah, the chia seeds is an interesting thing because in my going through trying to find healthy things to eat and things, I had the opposite effect with the chia seeds. So I was eating the chia seeds and then I went like, it was like 4 days passed and I hadn't gone to the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, they say it could have an opposite effect on some people.
Wow.
So, that was not good. So, I've not eaten chia seeds.
Yeah, I don't blame you then. I don't blame you. I think I'm off them. I can't.
It's too dangerous.
I'm good. I'm getting enough fiber. I've got the flaxseed in. I'm going to add some cinnamon now and some black pepper, I think. There's a couple things I'm going to add to it. But.
So, what is this drink for men that if you're having prostate issues wearing your, as men get older, Our prostates get enlarged.
Yeah, so this is not from me. This comes from Dr. Berg on YouTube, who basically, as I was searching for alternatives to prostate surgery for an enlarged prostate, because my prostate was basically pinching to where the urine wasn't getting through fully and never emptying. And at my age, and people like your age, of course, this is a thing. And my doctor absolutely recommended surgery. And when I came across his video where he's like, if your doctor's recommending surgery for an enlarged prostate, watch this video. I'm like, okay, everything I watch from this guy seems to check out. So his premise was, and he goes through the whole thing, is you take an entire lemon with the peel on it. You clean it. You put it in the blender. You take a cup of blueberries in the blender. You take a tablespoon of flaxseed. And he explains why and what everything does. And when you blend them together with 12 ounces of water, you drink it. He says give it 2 weeks to see a change. For me, it was about a week or so. I went from getting up 4 to 5 times a night to 1 time a night, and there have been many nights not at all, which has been pretty awesome. So it's the way I looked at it as it's not medicine. It's fruit and flaxseed. What's the worst that can happen? I get more fruit and, I mean, fine. But for me, it has been incredibly beneficial. And I suggest it to anybody out there that's having nighttime. And also, I'll tell you this too, for immunity health. Again, knock on wood, I could wake up with COVID or the flu tomorrow. There's no doubt. But what is not in question and is a fact is I got through the entire fall for the first time in my adult life without getting sick.
And what does he say about the drink makes the prostate smaller?
One of the biggest factors in the drink is the lemon peel. The nutrients in the lemon peel do something naturally that help the enlarged prostate shrink down a bit. I don't think it's going back to its original size when you were 30, but it gives the relief to where you can relieve yourself and not get up 16 times a night. And I haven't had to. So, And again, I you know, it was the anybody that's out there, he wanted to do, my doctor wanted me to have the TURP procedure, which I sent to you, which just looks brutal with bad side effects. And I just wasn't going to say okay and go through with it. I was looking for alternatives, and so far, so good.
Is this a pleasant tasting drink?
I will tell you, I actually have come to really like it. Like, I look for, you know how you look forward to your 9 almonds every day, or your
cashews,
yeah, or whatever,
and my pumpkin seeds,
yeah, or your Larabar,
yeah.
I look forward to the drink. I really do. Like, I didn't have it for the last few days, and I was kind of like, I kind of missed it. So this morning I brought it in. I couldn't wait for 7:30.
So in order to make it more pleasant, you add more berries,
blueberries? I'll tell you a couple of things that has worked, only because I was short on blueberries last week one day. I added 2 strawberries in, and that was actually a noticeable sweetness added to it. You can add a tablespoon of honey if you like.
I love honey.
Yeah. I mean, there are different things you can do. I find no need to do anything else. They're also saying to add, if you want to kick it up a notch, as they say, turmeric, you can add a tablespoon of that to it. You can add some cinnamon. There's different things you can add for different reasons. But right now, it is it's pretty damn effective for me. And like I said, there is no risk in trying this.
Right.
You're not taking pills. It's a friggin' lemon and blueberries, for God's sake.
So you put the whole lemon in there.
The whole lemon. Yeah. My wife actually told me I should do a video to show people.
Yes.
You keep telling people, and everyone's like, so you squeeze No, you put the lemon in the blender.
Do you cut the nubs off at the end of the lemon?
I do. If the nubs are like nipples,
yeah,
cut the
lemon
off.
Nipples.
Otherwise, if it's a perfectly round lemon, I put the whole thing in. Because it gets grinded. You don't even notice. Got to have a good blender, though.
Yeah. To blend the peel?
Yeah. If the blender doesn't pulverize the lemon, it can be chewy.
Do you have a blender you recommend?
I use the Nutribullet.
The regular Nutribullet Mini?
No, the regular Nutribullet. It's tremendous.
Mm.
So that would be my
I should preventive medicine. I should start drinking this medicine, this drink.
This ain't going to hurt you. It's only going to help you. So I would be curious how you feel energy-wise, too. My afternoon naps have been gone. I don't even take them anymore. I haven't. So I don't know if that's part of it. Not sure, but I felt pretty good too.
You know, there are many times when I wake up in the middle of the night and I have to pee, but I just go back to sleep.
See, I can't. If I get up because I have to go, I cannot sleep. I've tried. It can't get out of my head.
Yeah.
Got to get up. Got to go.
Yeah, I guess if it's quick, if I fall back to sleep relatively quickly.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think the most frustrating thing for me was, like, let's say I already got up at 11, 12, and 1. And then it's like 2:30. It wants me to get, I got to get up again. And my alarm's going to go off at 2:45 or 2:50. Doesn't matter. But it's another 20 minutes I could have slept. And it's like, you feel like you got to go. And it's like drip, drip, drip. Like, that's it? That's what I had. That's what was pressing up against the
right.
Like, that sucks.
That does suck.
It's the way, there's no, at least if it's like this, all right, that's why I get
right,
it.
When you go, oh,
I get
it. Yes.
Boy,
oh.
Jesus Christ. It's like, that's what woke me up.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
A little drip.
Yeah, a little
drip. Drip, 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 drip.
Exactly.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back here. You're in all week, yes?
All week. I am out 3 days next week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Okay.
I have a vacation in Iowa City.
And I've got freaking Peter Schwartz for two of those 3 days.
You do, Peter.
Yeah, Peter.
Peter.
Peter, Peter.
He's very excited about it, though.
Okay, good. Well, I look forward to doing these with Peter Schwartz. Mm. And until then, we'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. with the warm-up program. So!
The playoffs start this weekend, and now you can trade on football legally nationwide on Kalshi. Right now, Pittsburgh is trading at 38% to beat Houston. That means a $100 trade pays out $264 with a win. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the odds change, you can buy in or out of your position all game long. And for a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code IHEART to get $20 when you trade $100. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi. Trade on anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.